Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Where we at?
Nola!
What we doing?
And man, did I get a Charlotte version of that this weekend.
I can't wait to hear. We got to definitely dive in. Roy, Loren, I think Roy's boyfriend, right? He was out.
Yep.
And Nicole's girlfriend were out. Loren Stagg.
Yep.
I can't even tell you how many times I've tried to evaluate the, you know, events that occurred that led to what led to.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm dying to hear it.
I don't even remember half the night, so this will be news to me.
Yeah. In like five minutes, let's talk about it for sure, because I got to get all caught up on what happened last night. I will tell you this. This is Nicole in, obviously, New Orleans with her girlfriend, Lauren, and something funny happened with this.
Where we at?
Nola!
What we doing?
Drinking!
This is starting to go viral, Lauren.
I know it is.
Where people are now sending themselves out and about saying that, no matter where they are, what the circumstance. Like, for instance, somebody was on a party bus, and the one girl looks at
the
other.
I'll do Nicole, you do the...
Okay.
Where are we at?
Party bus!
And what are we doing?
Drinking!
Yeah!
That's my favorite.
Congratulations, Nicole. I think you're... quote has gone viral.
You're sensational.
Yeah. I wouldn't say viral, but maybe we'll get there.
We're getting there.
You're a Charlotte sensation.
I think we should do some sort of a contest.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'll put the money out there. I don't care. You know, like, let's have people all summer long send us the videos, and then at the end of the summer, we'll send them, we'll give like, a, I don't know, $100 or something to the best one.
Oh, I
like
that.
I'll chip in.
Wouldn't that be funny? Just hearing people in different places.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Especially if it's like crazy places. Where are we at? The library. What are we doing?
Drinking. But they got to have the video to prove it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You got to have. You got to send us the video.
Where are we at?
Nola.
What are we doing?
Drinking.
And you got to say it just like that. Drinking.
Yeah.
Lauren, that's awesome. All right, you guys ready for a Monday show? We got so much to do. We need to just dive right into it.
Well, before we get into a Monday show, we got to get into the Monday song of the day.
You need something to pick you up, Roy?
Yes.
Come on, Brittany, pick Roy up.
This is how I felt on Saturday morning. Toxic.
Yeah.
Intoxicated. Welcome to your Monday with the MRL show, people.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
intoxicating the friend.
Talk me into it on Friday night.
Hopefully everybody's stretched, wide-eyed now, bushy-tailed, ready for the day. Good for you guys. Have a great week. Make sure you keep it locked to the MRL show as we are hooking you up with a Sam Smith suite all week long.
Yes, all you have to do is listen for the Sam Smith song in the 8 o'clock hour. When you hear the song, call us into the studio, be call number 9, and you get a ticket into our suite.
So you already know, we're already narrowing it down and telling you that it's going to happen at 8 a.m. every day this week. And, yep, Sam Smith's coming July 6th to the Spectrum Center. Lots of S's. Sam Smith Spectrum Sweet. Center.
Sweet.
Sweet.
President Sam Obama Smith. Would have a tough time with this contest.
Actually, Roy, I'd be fine with it. Sam Smith, Sweet, Spectrum Center. Okay, so tell me, because I wasn't there. You guys went to see Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Loren and Nicole and her girlfriend, come on in here, Nicole. Got pre-drinks ahead of time, and then we all kind of met at the Belk Theater. You know, when we got there, I had my drink, and everyone had wine, it looked like. I know Nicole and your girlfriend had wine. What'd you have, Loretta?
Vodka soda.
Vodka soda. Okay, so because they couldn't give us seats all together, we had to sit separate apart, which we're not even going to go into that whole fiasco of figuring out where to sit.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so, was it crowded?
Oh, it was a sold-out show.
Good.
So Nicole and her girlfriend sitting with Loren, and I'm sitting in my own area with Sterling. We're enjoying the show. I keep looking over at them, by the way, and I'm so thrilled I'm not near them.
Oh, we're having a party.
Oh, yeah, and I'm thrilled because they're talking way too much. And I'd be like, oh, if yeah, I was over there, I would have been so annoyed.
If you've ever been to the movie theater and you're, like, kicking the person in front of you to shut up, like, that's probably what people are. Yeah. Because, like, we're having side conversations. We're laughing, relating it to our lives.
Right.
And we're just like, right. It's a whole thing.
I heard them better than Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
And they weren't, Mike.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not doing a show. Calm down.
We were doing a show for the people around us.
So we get out there, and I just thought they're having a good time. We get out of there. They're blitzed. And I only had one drink. I'm like, what happened?
Oh, somebody told us the bar closed at 9:15, and it was like power hour.
So we took it as a challenge because when they told us that we were going to get we were going to get our second drink, and it was nearing 9 o'clock. So we were like, oh, perfect. We'll get this one done in about 10 minutes, and then at 9:10, when there's 5 minutes left, we'll come back out, and that's exactly what we did.
By the way, the show didn't end until like 10:30. So they, you know what I mean? Like at 9:15, there was still a lot of show left. So they're like getting blitzed
for
in the
some
middle
reason.
Of the show.
For some reason on Friday, Loren, I remember the words coming out of your mouth like I'm going all in. Like you had it pre-planned that you were going to be drinking and partying on Friday night.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what
in.
I thought.
It was hashtag mom's night out.
Yeah, mom's night out.
So we leave there, they're blitz, and we're trying to do a simple task like, oh, I don't know, walk across the street. And that is a whole fiasco with a bunch of drunk people wanting to run into moving traffic and they're screaming at cars. And
Lauren saw her same make and model of her car and she looks at it and she goes, hey, that's my car. And Lauren goes, stop!
Yelling at traffic.
Traffic thought that was her car.
I don't know.
It wasn't like somebody stole it.
So we finally get across the street. We get into the bar. Loren does the most sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Hold on. Before you get to that, can I, at no point after the Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen event, did anybody decide to, they were so drunk that we should just call it a night? Like going across the street was such a hassle.
Because I wanted to go out, but I didn't realize how bad they were until they were very demanding that we are going out. You know what I mean? Like, you know when a drunk person already has a plan?
Yeah.
You got to go with it.
We're going. Come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wrong way.
So we go to this. We go to the local. Fantastic place.
Yep.
Loren does this awesome hair thing to get, like,
Listen,
did a hair whip.
When there's a Beyonce fan, you take advantage of it.
Yeah,
and the bouncer had a fan on him. So as I'm handing him my ID, I took the opportunity to do
I saw the video,
And a cheerleader hair roll.
She gave no hesitate, like, the ID, the flip, like, it was a one move. Like, it wasn't like a pause.
It was the best thing ever.
She's a former dancer. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to make an entrance.
And we do have that video up at the MRL show on Instagram if you want to see that. So we're inside local. We're having a good time. Well, Loren wants to use a gift card that's 2 years old.
I don't even remember this.
Yeah. 2 years old. Like, in what world is this gift card going to work?
I got this gift card 2 years ago at our Christmas party, by the way.
Right.
So she's forcing me to go to the bartender to try to convince them to take this gift card.
Was Pearl out?
Oh, 110%.
You're drinking alter ego?
Yes.
So after, I don't know, 40 minutes of them trying to figure out how to deal with us and our two-year-old gift card. We finally get it working. And so we hop back into Porter, our driver, and we're going back to where we need to get to. While we're on the way back, I'm ready to go home. The drunk people make a decision that we're going to the gay bar, Bar 316. So I'm like, all right, Porter, let's go to Bar 316.
And you and Sterling, your boyfriend at this point, aren't anywhere near their level.
I made sure I wasn't going to get at the level.
Yeah. Was Sterling not right there with us? No.
Nobody was right there at you. No one.
We were our own show.
I want to remind you, after Andy Cohen, you guys were blitzed.
Well, all I remember is doing shots at the local, and I do not do shots.
We did do shots.
They do. Yeah,
I assumed everybody caught up to me.
No, they do shots. So we're at Bar 316,
and we're upstairs. We're having a good time. At some point, Nicole looks like she's passed out in a chair.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought for sure, I'm like, this is bad. Like, she's ready to puke. She's not doing well.
What?
Well, Loren.
You don't remember?
You don't remember that part?
No.
So we're sitting there trying to yell things like, Justin Bieber's here, trying to pick her back up, trying to get her awake. And Loren makes the comment that the mom outdrank Nicole, and you would have thought that she rose from the dead. Nicole then was like ready for her second wind. And man, do they have a second wind.
So, I like a challenge. I'm competitive.
I know you do.
We ended up downstairs.
I knew exactly what to say to her to get her going again.
Oh, man. You know the pool table downstairs at Bar 316?
Yep, we've played pool there.
So these two.
It's like in its own room.
Well, we use it as a bed.
They were upset that they couldn't play pool. So you know what they did? They hopped on top of the table.
Why couldn't you play pool?
The things weren't out.
Oh, the sticks. Okay. The sticks you jumped up on the pool table?
Yeah. And they're laying around. We're taking photos, screaming. By the way, we're the loudest people downstairs.
So everybody knows that Roy, Loren, and Nicole from the MRL show are in the house.
Of course we do. Loren's making comments because I'm like, Loren, you can't be on the table. Loren's like, someone tell me get off this table.
I dare you.
I dare you.
I'm telling Pearl. That's Pearl speaking. That was not Loren. That was Pearl.
Let me just tell you that my drunk alter ego's name is Nigel, and Nigel and Pearl are best friends.
Holy cow. Nigel, he's British.
He is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Nicole and Loren, they get an Uber. They leave. And then Loren is concerned that I'm evidently going to abandon her. She's like wondering how she's going to make it home. And I'm like, Loren, you're fine. We got Porter, and she's talking to all these other people who are fans of the show. I don't even think she remembers talking to fans of the show. But we finally get her home. But, man, it was a sight to see everybody.
How'd you feel Saturday morning?
Oh, terrible. Dallas hates me. I slept until 2 in the afternoon after getting up and stealing my son's Pedialyte and asking Dallas to go get me McDonald's.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's how I felt after hanging with these guys. That's why I do it twice a year, maybe.
But it's Nicole, though. Nicole is the problem because I was fine, by the way, at the Andy. I enjoyed the Andy Cohen show.
So did I.
They couldn't tell you anything that happened that night.
Oh, yes, they could.
I could tell you the whole entire show. Mm.
I just know that I left and I was so confused on why everybody was drunk. And I'm like,
it's that wine. It sneaks up on you.
That escalated quickly.
It did.
Are you ready to go to Chicago with Nigel and
I can't wait, man. I can't, and the bosses think we're going to Chicago to learn.
Yeah. Oh, that's what happens when you party with the MRL show people. You get Nicole gets challenged and then everything goes black.
The second wind comes.
All right. Here's Foster the People on the MRL show. Good morning on a Monday.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up in the dirty in just a little bit, I'm sure Loren will get us caught up on all the surprises that happened over the weekend, including a Bay and Jay-Z drop.
Yes.
That happened when we were at Jazz Fest on Saturday night, Roy and I, uptown at the amphitheater. We looked and we saw, oh my gosh, the world is going to stop. A new album has dropped. And by the way, there was no word of that on Friday, was there?
No, not really.
Beyonce dropped an album. Remember, she dropped like two?
Well, you know,
at midnight
Tuesday? He's got Tidal, so everything drops on a random day on Tidal.
That's true. Real quick, the other day we were talking about the grossest thing in your kitchen, remember? And it was the towel that you use, how germy it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Sam sent us something that says these are the germiest things in your home, not just in your kitchen. A new study says that kitchen towels hold a dangerous amount of bacteria. But here's some other things that are gross, too, that Sam sent us. He's like, don't forget about these things, like the coffee maker.
Yeah. Why is that? I guess I don't know.
It's the fifth germiest place in your home because it's old water and mold and stuff grows inside anything that drips.
Ew.
Because you don't clean out the water.
Yeah.
I just figured all the hot water cleans out the bacteria.
But then it sits.
Yeah.
So you should clean it. Obviously, every day you should wipe it, but you should also clean the inside parts after about 40 brews a month.
Okay, 40 brews a month.
Plastic water bottles are on the list. They can crack, get scratched, and harbor bacteria, but stainless steel water bottles are naturally antibacterial. So if you use your, not like the ones that we have.
Yeah, Mamie's the most guilty of this because he uses the same smart water bottle for like a month.
You do.
I try and change it more, but every couple weeks I do. I do. I just refill my water bottles. I love that, though. So I'm germ-filled. Loren, you're going to hate this one. A 2015 study said that purses and handbags have bacteria like staph on them from setting them on the floor in restaurants, public bathrooms, and in Ubers.
That's cute that you think I put my bag on the floor.
What was the last time you wiped down the outside of your purse, though?
Probably never.
The study advises that you regularly wipe down the outside without ruining any of it, of course.
Mm-hmm. I want to let you know, we were at a bar, and Loren said the hottest guy in this room...
I do remember this.
...was the purse that a girl was carrying. She's like, there's one thing I want to take home, is the purse.
Oh, my God. I did say that.
I'm not gay, but there's no hot women. I'm married, so there's no hot guys. That purse, you're coming home with me.
It was a Celine bag. I was like, I've got my eye on Celine in this bar.
The germiest things in your home include shoes.
Why shoes?
Because they're disgusting. Like when you walk around with your shoes. I have the bad habit, like when I'm getting dressed, I'll put my shoes on downstairs. You know, I'll take my shoes out of my closet, but I'll put them on downstairs. So I'll put them on the bed, my shoes. I'll put them on the bed, and Amanda freaks out. She's like, get the shoes off the bed. You're probably in the bathroom walking around at some stupid bar. And it's disgusting.
It's true.
And then, of course, toothbrushes. We all knew that, though.
Yeah. I wish there was a better way to keep a toothbrush clean.
You can put a cap on it.
Yeah, I guess so. But I would be afraid that the liquid in the cap would start molding.
I have a cap for my toothbrush, but it has holes in it.
Obviously, you rinse the toothbrush after every use. Plus, you should change it. How often do you think you should change a toothbrush head or a new toothbrush?
Once a month.
Three. They say three.
Once a three.
You're good. Okay. All right. There you go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Gisele Bündchen is under fire this morning after she did an interview with Vogue magazine and alluded to the fact that she was much smarter than the models of this new generation, because all these girls have to do is post their stuff on Instagram. She actually had to go out and sell herself to products and companies when she was starting out. So I mean, she alluded to the fact that she is older and wiser than all of them.
Yeah, it sounds to me like she's just annoyed that she didn't have that tool back in the day.
Right.
Like I'm annoyed that I didn't have Tinder back when I was dating.
Right.
Okay. Kim Kardashian says that she won't roll out politics, even though she just helped Alice Johnson get her life sentence taken away.
That's what life is about.
But she did sit down in a recent interview and was asked if she would ever consider politics and maybe running for president. And here's what she said.
No.
Cool. Right to the point.
Wow.
Oh, hold on. I don't know why that didn't. Here we go.
For office?
Oh, I don't think that's even on my mind.
Trump's president. It could happen.
I know. That's why Kanye loves him. It's the idea that anything can happen.
So, could anything happen with...
I guess, never say never.
No.
Never say never, but she's not planning on it.
Okay.
Over the weekend, newly engaged couple Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, they posted a photo and with the caption, our new apartment with no furniture, one speaker, and red vines. So these two are so hot and heavy. Like everything is moving along so quickly.
They're like everybody's best friends that are engaged, you know.
Oh, and everyone's going, no, this is a bad idea.
And we're all watching it. I know. And I want them to work for Pete's sake. Literally for Pete's sake.
Yes.
That worked out well.
Yeah, it did. So on Drop the Mic, Charlie XCX, she goes in on Tove Lo. And Manny, I know you love Tove.
I do.
But here's what Charlie had to say about it.
Tove opened for Coldplay, which must have been great. Fans knew that it was safe to get there 30 minutes late. We did a song together. You know the sitch. I felt bad for you. It was basically make a wish. You talk about my star. What do you call this? 7 days without sleep or recently homeless? You don't have a chance when you're messing with the pro, because I'm the high of the high and you're the Tove of the lows.
Is that good, Nicole? She's listening to this.
What is she listening to?
Turn it down. Seriously. Because we're trying to pull some of the Jay-Z album, but it's really explicit. So if she's listening to it, it's probably
I'll
live.
I'll dump it if it gets explicit. Let's see.
Sounds okay.
So I wish you would have just taken my advice.
I like to live dangerous, Lauren.
We didn't last 2 seconds, and there was a cover.
And I literally was about to tease it for the 7:30 dirty that we're trying to work through some of the explicitness. So
is the chorus? Is there a in the hook? Is there a cuss word in the hook?
We are working through it.
You know what I mean?
We'll have it for you in the 7:30 dirty. Be patient.
She's in there feverishly working. I was just wondering if you like the Tove Lo, Charlie XCX slamming each other. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's your dirty.
Hey, there's a new list out, and it's the grossest sounding words.
Moist?
Yeah, that's on there.
Oh, it's got to be number one.
That's on there. Also, pus.
Ew.
Wait, is it too early to do this? Should we wait till later on in the show?
I don't know.
The hell with it. We'll do it coming up in less than 10 minutes. Hey. I was talking and nobody was hearing me.
I was about to say.
I accidentally... Me?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, don't forget, we're giving away Sam Smith's suite 8 a.m. this morning. When you hear a Sam Smith song, be car 9 at 704-570-9595, and you'll win your way into our suite to see Sam Smith at the Spectrum Center on July 6th.
So the grossest sounding words, I know we said moist, of course, has to be at the top of the list, and it is, by the way.
See, I don't think moist is that gross, because there's nothing better than like a good moist cake.
Ew. Yeah, but it's just...
I agree with him. I love a moist cake.
There's a better way to say it.
I don't know.
I love my slightly damp, non-dry cake.
Damp is a better word.
You know?
There's really not a better way.
I know. I want my cake wet. I
Can you spritz my cake?
Moist and mold, I feel like go hand in hand for me.
All right. Let's see if mold's on the list. What else are the grossest words?
Puss.
Yeah, that's a gross one. But I know people that love to pop pimples, man.
Yeah, and they watch Dr. Pimple Popper on YouTube. And by the way, there's so many people that love to watch Dr. Pimple Popper on YouTube. She got her own reality show on TLC. It's coming out in July.
What are they? They just pop pimples the entire time?
You'll be able to follow her life, and you'll be able to watch her pop pimples on national television. Hmm. I mean, there's definitely an audience.
Oof.
Pass.
I don't even know what this is. We are not going to say that word. Let's go to...
Any ones we can't say, we'll just put up on kiss951.com.
Yeah, it involves the manhood. Discharge.
Yeah, that's the same as pus, man.
Yep.
But that's like a medical thing. Like, is there discharge coming out of the cut?
Right.
Phlegm?
Phlegm doesn't bother me, but phlegm is gross.
Mm. Especially like in old people.
This word doesn't bother me too much. Seepage?
Seepage.
A slow escape of liquid?
Yeah, we know what seepage is. Again, old people have that problem sometimes.
Yeah.
Bae, the name for your significant other, is the list of the grossest sounding
really?
Words. Bae. Which you say the Bayhive for Beyonce, and it's mm-hmm. not the Bayhive, it's the Beehive.
Right. You I got my own thing.
You do. And there's so many people that tweet us all the time, and they're like, it's not Bay.
Yeah, I say Bayhive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense. Her name is Beyonce, so it's Bayhive.
Not.
Also, it's not a compass. It's a compass. Right, Roy?
Yeah, it's a compass.
Roy's like, how do you say, like, if you're trying to find your way out of the woods and you use the direction thing, what do you call that? I said compass. He's like, no, it's compass.
It is compass. Everyone in the world, how many people did we ask in this building? And they're like, it's compass.
And so Roy's like, when, how do you say that? I go, bro, I think I've said that word three times in my life. I'm not in any predicament where I need to break out my compass.
Your compass. Other grossest sounding words, sludge.
What's that?
And an abrupt discharge of fluid. Sludge.
Ew.
Yeah, that is gross. That might be the grossest one on
yeah.
there.
Really? Is loogie on there?
Nope.
Really?
No, but I think pus is the worst one because I think of that a pimple.
Yeah.
Seeping is pretty gross too.
Seepage?
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any more? I mean, it's only 6:42 in the morning.
No, but there was one involving the manhood, but I can't get to it.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
Yeah, no, I want to see it.
I've never even heard of that word, and I have one of those things.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. You can say that.
You can? Then.
Yeah.
You what is it. That?
Smegma. Oh.
Smegma? I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like picture like the area of the body.
You don't have to.
That is the darkest. That's where it hangs out. Smegma. Ugh, that is gross.
I need I need a skeleton. I need like a chart. Because I still don't know what a smegma is.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
Can we continue? I don't know. That was a pretty gross segment.
Yeah, that's pretty gross, man.
Hey, I want to ask Lorena a question, Roy. I don't know if she follows the etiquette or not, but there's something that Jeep owners are supposed to do with when they see each other.
Oh, I know this.
So I want to talk about that because somebody claims that they saw Lorena the other day and she didn't do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about it. Less than 10 minutes.
Traffic brought to you by Conn's Home Plus. Conn's Home Plus, where you'll find incredible deals and free offers on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and electronics during the Freedom Sale.
Make sure you head over to kiss951.com right now to register to win 5 family 4-packs of general admission tickets to Tweetsie Railroad in Blowing Rock. You can visit Tweetsie.com to check out all that Tweetsie Railroad has to offer. It's a great spot. Love it up there. Especially when it's 100 degrees down here. It's a little cooler up there in Boone. Kiss951.com is where you need to go. Okay, up next, Loren, does she do this or does she not do this? I know someone who says that they did something. They saw you the other day, Loren, and you did not respond.
And
all Jeep owners must respond in this way. We'll tell you about it in 3 minutes. All right, so what did Loren not do? That someone I know told me you broke the Jeep code, Loren.
I don't know. You know, I'm still getting used to Jeep etiquette. I've only had my Jeep for like 3 months.
Were you by the Arboretum on Saturday at all? Like he said he saw you.
No, I didn't even have my car on Saturday.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't you.
My car was still here at the station because I Ubered home.
Oh, okay.
Friday night.
This person said around 2:30 there at the Arboretum, and they know what kind of car you drive. And they said that they saw Loren, and they saw the baby in the back, too.
Oh. Are you sure it was Saturday and not Sunday?
Who knows?
No, it was Saturday.
Okay. It was Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah. But even if this wasn't you, we still can get to the bottom of whether or not you would do this.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what all Jeep owners are supposed to do when they see each other.
Yes.
What?
We're supposed to wave at each other.
No, flash.
No.
Oh, wait. Maybe it is wave.
No. Flash of your lights?
Flash of your lights and honk at your horns. Yeah. Yes, you are supposed to wave when you see another Jeep. Do you partake in that?
So I have and I have not. I've been burned a couple times where I've waved and the other person did not wave back. So then I'm like, well, maybe this isn't a universal thing. So then I stopped and then I've had people wave at me. Then I'm like, do I wave? You know?
Yeah.
But one of our receptionists at the front desk also has a Jeep. And I've seen her coming in, I guess, coming in as I was going out, and I've waved to her, and she didn't wave back. Ooh. So then that really threw me for a loop, but then she stopped me later on and said, I'm sorry, you just caught me off guard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nobody's trying to wave when they're coming into work.
I love how, yeah, I know.
Show off, you're yeah. leaving.
Double waves when you yeah. leave.
It must be, she, meanwhile, she was like, must be nice to be leaving, Loren.
At 10:15.
Yeah, Jeep owners are really proud about their Jeeps.
Yeah.
They really are.
I think when I had my Avalanche, though, my Chevy Avalanche, I waved to other Avalanche
people. That's a thing?
I think so.
Ain't nobody in four Tauruses waving at each other.
I've had people stop me at gas stations and, like, have a whole conversation with me just about based your Jeep. On the Jeep.
Yeah.
In another Jeep.
Jeep community. Mm-hmm.
They're so proud. And, you know, there's Jeep meetups. Did you know about that?
Oh, I bet.
So, like, when I went to Speedway on Lights up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway during Christmas time, it was about 20 Jeeps that all drove through the Speedway with lights together.
That's
oh,
cool.
Wow.
Yeah, people were, like, out on the roof of their Jeeps.
They pre-met somewhere?
Yeah, and then they all rode through Speedway on Lights
but
together.
You can get in on that, Lorraine.
Yeah, I knew. I do. I need a Jeep community.
Yeah, you need a gang to run with.
But Jeeps are acceptable, and motorcycles are acceptable to do that. But, like, could you imagine, like, if a team of Honda Civics, you know what I mean, or, like, my Ford Taurus, like, all gathered together somewhere?
Well, like, you laugh about the Civics, but, I mean, there's these people, like, they pimp out their cars,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, they make theirs into, like, little racer things.
Right.
Yeah.
How much nitrous oxide you got in your Civic? Two tanks. All right, you're in.
You're in.
Boat drivers also wave at each other.
Yes.
Motorcycle people wave at each other.
I think the boat thing, though, is about safety, right? Like, I see you kind of thing.
That's I don't think so. Started? I think, no? Like, you just wave to other. Think what? About it. When you're on Lake Norman and you drive past someone, you give a wave.
Of course. But I think it's grown into, like, a community thing where I think at first it was like a, hey, I see you. So I don't run into you kind of thing.
Did we miss any? Because I want to make sure we cover all the waves. 704-570-9595. Aren't you curious, though? Like, did dump truck drivers or garbage drivers wave at each other? Like if you're a garbage truck?
Sure they do. Cops, firefighters. Yeah. What's other vehicles?
Oh, you know what? It's so funny that we're talking about this. I just thought of this.
What?
The other day, I pulled up at a traffic light, and you know the Sunbelt rental trucks that drive around and they deliver equipment? So I was next to one, and one was coming, and I'm like, oh, these two definitely know each other. And I looked at the guy to my right who was stopped at the red light. He didn't wave to the guy.
Oh, burn.
So the company's that big where they don't even all know each other.
Right?
Huh.
Like, I wonder if, like, you're a competing cement mixer truck. Do you wave to the other cement mixers? I got to know, Loren. What's the waving etiquette? 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls. Plus, we're going to tell you about Sam Smith next. Oh, no,
Groups Kiss 95.1.
There seems to be these unwritten rules when it comes to driving that if you're part of a certain club or you're part of us, if you drive a certain car or you have a certain occupation, you got to acknowledge the people in the similar car or industry or whatever it is.
The obligatory wave.
You know, and it started out with Loren and her Jeep, and you're supposed to evidently wave at other Jeeps because Jeep owners are very proud.
My friend said, I saw Loren at the Arboretum. I waved to her, and she didn't wave back. I said, are you sure it's Loren? White Jeep, yes. Baby in the back, yes. And, like, he's like, I know what you look like, but you were at the stop sign and you didn't wave. I go, that's likely.
Yeah. She's probably preoccupied. Me.
No, when it turns out it wasn't even you.
Let's bring in...
Kaylin
in Morganton. Kaylin, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well.
We're great because we're talking about something as ridiculous as waving to people, but it's funny to me.
It is funny, actually. It's very funny. I actually have a really good friend who he just recently got a Jeep Wrangler, and usually he does not wave unless other people wave at him first, and then he just kind of does it as a courtesy thing. But for the past 2 weekends, we've kind of been driving around with the top off and the doors off because it's been beautiful. So we decided that we were just going to go over the top with it. So when we see other people in Jeeps, our hands go up through the top of the Jeep, and we stick our feet out of the window or out the doors, and we're waving like crazy. A lot of times people do not wave back. So
it's yours is a whole body thing.
Yeah, it's so over the top.
Thanks, yeah. Kaylin. That's awesome. Oh, this is interesting.
Lisa and Charlotte, welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello. So what's the other people in the driving world? What rules, what waving rules are
to be followed?
So my fiance's got a lifted truck, and the first, you know, few times that we were out riding around in it, other people were, you know, waving at him and their lifted trucks, and I was like, oh, you know those people? And he was like, nope, not a clue.
It's the lifted truck community waving to each other. That's awesome.
They're proud.
Thanks, Lisa. You got to hit that one.
Hang on.
We got to talk to Paula.
All right, this is Paula and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
All right, so you drive for FedEx.
Correct.
Okay, do you only wave to other FedEx delivery drivers, or do you cover all of them?
No, I wave at other UPS drivers or mail carriers or even the Amazon drivers.
Ah.
Whoa. I figured that's like your competitor. You're trying to like, you know, spike their tires or pop their tires or yell at them or something.
At least in our heads.
Yeah.
And even the UPS driver that drives in my area, for a long time, he wouldn't wave back at me. So I got like over exaggerated with my waves. I would like hang out and really, really wave hard at him until he started waving back at me.
You made it your personal mission to make him wave back.
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
Thanks, Paula. You know, sometimes we'll have meetings after the show, like, all right, what do you want to hit on tomorrow? And usually it's a lot of personal stuff, and we have to talk the person into bringing it on the air. You know, like Loren's life half the time. She's like, I don't know if I want to talk. We're like, you want to talk about it. Trust us. This is ridiculous, but it's hilarious to me, the waving culture.
This is Aaron in somewhere in North Carolina. Aaron, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, if we could wave to Aaron, we're doing it now, buddy.
Yep. What's going on? I'm waving back.
What do you got?
Man, I used to work for a construction and landscaping company. It's my uncle's company. And he had this really big 5,500 Ford dump truck. And I don't know if it was, you know, if it's like a thing, but I know every single person that works in any field that drives a truck used to wave, dude. And I had some people that definitely went the extra mile to get that across, you know.
And so now what we're learning, Aaron and Roy and Loren, is if you don't wave back, it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It becomes a thing. I remember this one guy waved at me. He was pulling out of the gas station, and he literally pulled back in his spot and got out and started asking me a question about my truck. It's not mine. It's my uncle. So I'm sitting here like, oh God, like what, you know, like do I sit here and hold the conversation or?
Oh, that's awesome.
Do I just go?
Thanks, bud.
Well, our live chat on Facebook is saying Mustang owners do it, Volkswagen owners do it. They all wave at each other too.
There's really proud car groups, you know. But like, I don't see people driving Volvos. I don't see people driving Volvos waving at each other.
Yeah, I drive a GMC Canyon, like a mini pickup truck, and I'm gonna start doing it. You know why? It's just. Doesn't it put a smile on your face?
Yeah, it does.
Like, aren't we all a little nicer when
It wouldn't. Especially if they don't wave back.
You're so antisocial.
Yeah, I'd be screw you then.
You know, I think if your windows were up, I would be less likely to wave. But now that I'm in a Jeep, I have to get used to that.
Yeah.
You know?
I count how many people you wave to today, and let's get that number tomorrow, Loren.
Right. Amy and Davidson, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, morning, y'all.
Morning.
So my husband is a paramedic, and he waves to everyone, police officers, other ambulances, fire trucks, everybody, even if he's in his, like, personal vehicle. It's just a habit. It's so funny to watch.
Do they wave back?
They do, yeah. It's like a thing, because he also, on his personal truck, he's got the thin red line, like, front license plate.
Oh, okay.
And
so
people
know.
So they can all sort of, like, catch each other out. Yeah, it's really, it's so funny. He does it without even realizing it now.
Wow. Awesome. You know, I remember back when I was a police cadet, we were doing radar and some guy waved at the police officer, but he was speeding. So the officer like pulled him over. But that guy like saw the cop wave. Nice to see
you.
Yeah, why'd you pull me over? I waved at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then like there's a communication between truck drivers that my dad taught me.
Oh. Yeah.
So like you I think it's just common courtesy really with anyone, but I've noticed especially with truck drivers, if they're trying to get over into your lane, flash your lights.
Yeah, to let them know.
You give them the okay that you've got
give
enough
them
clearance.
The okay,
yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard for them to tell. And then they will flash their lights at you.
The whole communication.
I wonder if pilots do it. Like, my dad was an airline pilot.
How do you wave at a pilot?
I don't know. Like, if you're taxiing and okay. you see, I mean, if you're taxiing and you see, like, another pilot, even if they're not American here in Charlotte, you know, like a Southwestern guy, do you wave?
I just assume you can't. Well, I guess if you're taxiing, you're on the ground, you're fine. But not in the air. You can't see each other in the air.
I asked my dad, too, in 35 years of flying.
If you're close enough, I'm concerned.
In 35 years of flying, in the air.
Yeah.
35 years of flying, I asked my dad if he ever, like, heard a friend, because he had friends that flew. I'm like, were you ever in, like, San Diego and you hear your friend on the you know, air traffic control thing and you go, hey, what's up, bud? You know, it's Vince.
Yeah.
He goes, no, never. Never heard my friends.
Really?
Well, there's a lot of airplanes.
I know. But come on. Pilots, where are you at?
Kayla and Boone, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
What would you like to say?
So it has nothing to do with, like, the type of vehicle that you drive, but the road that I live on, we all do this one thing, and you take, and if you're driving, you take your pointer finger, and you just wave with your pointer finger. So the road that I live on is called Flat Ridge, so we call it the Flat Ridge Finger.
The Flat Ridge Finger.
That's funny.
And it's the index finger.
Yes, your pointer finger.
And you point it at the person when you drive past someone?
Yeah, it's not the other finger, it's the good finger.
You're up in Boone. I was going to say, Roy, let's go travel it. I'll drive past you and let's do it.
Okay. Flat ridge finger.
Thanks, Kayla. Be cognizant of this. Be nice to everyone. Somebody sent a tweet. Who was this? We got to give him credit. Michael sent a tweet to @TheMRLShow, and it's a shirt, and it's a Jeep, and it says, wave, damn it.
I need that
I'm
shirt.
I'm getting that for Loren.
That's like the two-finger wave, though. Like, look at that hand.
On the steering wheel.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What's your wave move?
I don't know. I guess just the wrist.
Parade
style?
Not the pageant wave.
Hello.
I like the point wave.
That's pretty good.
Hey, you. Hey.
How you doing? That's what my
I'm going to be obnoxious with my wave now, I think.
I'm not waving at anyone. Again, I drive a Ford Taurus. I'm just going to drive and ignore the world.
Hey, Roy, you got to start it. Change starts with you, buddy.
Every time I see any Ford, I'm like, hey, what's up, bud?
Change starts with you. I almost want to make today, like, just scrap everything on today's show and just make it this. Like, should we send Loren out and see how many people she gets to wave back?
No one's going to wave at her.
Why don't you go take her car? Will you let me drive?
No, she ain't going to let you drive.
Last time you drove, you stole my truck, and we ended up somewhere around the airport.
Sounds so sketchy.
It does, because that's exactly what happened.
Will you go out and see how many people will wave to you?
Yeah, if you want me to.
You want to do that, Roy?
Yeah, we can.
Would that be funny? I don't know. I'm planning the show live now.
I don't know, because all we're going to hear is her driving going,
maybe. How about I just do it after the show today and I come back and report tomorrow?
It'd be different if they were honking the horn where we could hear them honk at her. I think her just, it might not sound great. Good video, though. We could send a
whole camera crew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like today's like should be a throwaway day. What did you guys do on the show today? Loren drove around in a Jeep and people waved at it.
It's not Friday. It's Monday.
By the way, someone sent a message and says pilots don't wave to each other when they're on the taxiways, but they have lights that can be flicked on and off.
Okay.
Oh,
this way they say hi to each other. Yeah.
Well, we try to figure out if we're going to send Loren or not. We do still have a big show planned for you. We have your chance to go in to our Sam Smith suite. So we have a suite at the Spectrum Center. Sam Smith has come to town. We want to get you tickets into our suite. All you have to do is listen at 8 a.m. for the Sam Smith song. When you hear it, be calling number 9, and you get in for that.
Plus, you can keep the conversation going at the MRL show. Loren, you do have the dirty on the 30 for us. That you're good at. I'll wave to you during that segment.
Okay, that's good. Well, I think we've got all the kinks worked out for the new Jay-Z and Beyonce song, so we'll have that for you.
Chris said diesel vehicles with diesel wave at each other. Yeah, how would you know that? I don't believe that. I think someone's lying to us.
Lies.
Diesel trucks wave at each other?
What are you packing? I'm electric. Electric cars definitely wave at each other.
And I bet like Teslas, because they're super elite.
You know, the Lime bikes and the scooters are all over the city now. Do you have to wave at someone if you if you like pass someone on a scooter?
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh, we just complicated the world.
But if you're walking on a sidewalk, do you not say hello to this person that you're crossing?
What?
Like if you're walking,
if Patrick and
feel...
I are walking on the sidewalk and he's coming towards me, you wouldn't say hello to that person? Really?
I mean, if I stopped and said hello to everyone, I'd never get through my day.
Yeah, but you don't see that many people when you're walking.
Where? In my neighborhood?
Yeah, like anywhere. Oh. I mean, unless
in
you're
in my
uptown.
Neighborhood, yeah, but if I'm uptown on the light rail path, I'm not saying hi to everybody.
But if walkers have a community, yeah, I see what your point you're getting at with the line bikes.
But everybody has their headphones in anyway. Nobody makes eye contact with you anymore.
That's true.
All right. If you see Loren in her Jeep today, wave at her, damn it. We're going to keep track.
Amy Roy with Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the movie and TV awards for MTV are tonight. They air tonight. Now, normally this show is live, but it was filmed over the weekend. And we've already gotten a look at some major TV noms. Now, Tiffany Haddish will be hosting tonight, but Stranger Things is basically walking away with a lot of this.
Not bad.
Yeah, they've got 6 nods, and Millie Bobby Brown is up as well. So exciting for her. Sir Mix-a-Lot. There's a congratulations in order because he just got his own show on DIY.
Nice. Is he going to mix, like, paint, cement?
Yeah.
That would be relevant.
Yeah,
huh?
What is he doing?
It's Sir Mix-a-Lot's house remix. Yes. He'll be flipping houses, buying, renovating, and flipping homes in Seattle.
Who did that and he went to jail?
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
What is it, like, if you're from the 90s or 80s, you end up doing...
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, eventually your star, your star dims a little and you got to get into the construction field. Nothing wrong with that. And Vanilla Ice, by the way, was stealing material from other job sites and bringing it to his own.
Yeah.
Something I did when I was building tree houses when I was 8.
Yeah. You'll be able to watch Sir Mix-a-Lot on DIY on June 30th.
You know, he does a morning radio show, like, in a city, I think, like, it's been...
I think Seattle, right?
It's got to be Seattle if that's where he's flipping houses.
Yeah, he does a morning radio.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Nice. Baby got back. Yeah.
There you go.
I wonder if that's going to be his catchphrase, too, like when he's done, you know, with his project. He's like, and that means baby got back. See you next week.
So Jay-Z and Beyonce, they just dropped a joint album that we've all been waiting for. Of course, it was available exclusively on Tidal originally, but we've got a first listen for you. I think we've worked out all the kinks. It was a little explicit at first. I can't believe we made.
Come on, you can't play that for the kids. You two, you know better than that. Be swearing.
Didn't they take it out?
Yes, but their parents anyway. They don't need their kids hearing that kind of foul language.
Oh, they're their own kids.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, their own kids. Their parents. Come on. Yeah. Get with it. Get back to me.
By the way, this is, I guess, like the third installment to their album. So it was, you know, the Lemonade album, and then Jay-Z had his 444, and then now this one to go along with it kind of closes the journey.
It's a whole story arc of albums.
It really
is. Good
for
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, and they also address the Grammys and the Super Bowl in the album as well.
Okay.
So
if you want to find out, you got to go buy it off Tidal.
Pretty much. And I know, no one that uses Tidal. No
me
one.
Either, by the way.
No, none of
How
my
are
friends.
They making money?
And I know all my friends have a streaming source, whether it's Apple Music or Spotify. Nobody.
Yeah.
Just Tidal.
But maybe they're not losing money either. Maybe it's not that expensive to just host it, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Ran. 704-570-9595.
She's got 5 wins.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, now I'll take her down.
A week of wins.
Hey.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Emily. Welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hey.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
Yay.
Where is Edgemoor?
That's outside of Rock Hill.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What kind of car do you drive, Emily?
A 2016 Jeep Renegade.
Oh! So I need to wave to you.
Do you do the Jeep wave when you see other Jeeps?
Yes, I do that, actually.
Perfect.
I get very excited.
All right, you can wave me out of the studio then.
Bye, Lauren.
I'm going.
Lauren, wave goodbye.
Lauren is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, we have like a gazillion cameras in here. You can see that she's out of the studio. Four. I think soon five.
Really?
Yeah.
What else do you want to shoot in here?
Everything. Your nostrils.
I hate that shot. Emily in Edgemoor, just outside of Rock Hill, where traffic is horrible on 77 today. Let's get started. Gwen Stefani is due to open a Vegas residency later this month. What group could you have seen her start her career in?
Oh, crap.
Good group name, but not the one we're looking for. 3, 2, 1. No answer there.
Okay,
no problem. The show Stranger Things is nominated for 6 MTV Awards. What streaming service is the hit show featured on?
Netflix.
Question 3. James Vanderbeek and his wife welcomed their 5th child. True or false, the show he starred in, Dawson's Creek, was filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina?
That's true.
Question 4. Kim and Kanye's oldest child made headlines when she was photographed throwing a tantrum on her birthday party. What is the 5-year-old's name?
Northwest.
And the Spice Girls reunion was canceled yet again.
Of course.
Which Spice Girl was Victoria Beckham? 3, 2.
I don't know.
1. Okay, no answer there. That's fine. Come on in, Lauren.
Lauren, it's a tough battle. Our friend Emily got 3 correct this morning.
Okay.
All right, Lauren, here we go. Question 1. Gwen Stefani's due to open her Vegas residency later this month. What group could you have seen her start her career in?
No Doubt.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Emily. It is 1-0.
No Doubt, Emily. That was the answer.
Okay.
The show Stranger Things is nominated for 6 MTV Awards. What streaming service can you find the hit show on?
Netflix.
You got it. 2-1.
And James Vanderbeek and his wife welcomed their 5th child. True or false, the show he starred in, Dawson's Creek, was filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina.
True.
That is correct. It is currently 3-2.
Took place, I think they said, in Massachusetts, right? Isn't that the show?
Somewhere up north, yeah.
Kim and Kanye's oldest child made headlines when she was photographed throwing a tantrum at her birthday party. What's the 5-year-old's name?
Is it Saint or North? I'm going to say Saint.
It is North. Incorrect. It was North. It's currently 3-3.
I never remember what order they came in.
The Spice Girls reunion was canceled yet again. Which Spice Girl was Victoria Beckham?
Posh.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Emily. Final score 4-3. Lauren, you got 6 wins. Congratulations.
Emily.
Congrats, Lauren.
Thank you. You know what I want to hear before we let you go today, though?
I'm Emily from Edgemoor, and I cannot beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Emily.
Thank you.
Jeep wave. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Still to come.
Got that Sam Smith suite to give away, and the winning starts just after 8 this morning. Whenever you hear a Sam Smith song, be caller 9, and you'll get into the MRL Show suite to see Sam Smith at the Spectrum Center July 6th. So if you're not in town on July 6th, don't call to win because you won't be here to get into the suite.
Right.
Okay? Plus War of the Roses. Remember Amanda called us about her boyfriend Rich, who was working at one of the banks uptown in the corporate office?
Oh, that's the guy who was, like, cheating with his interns.
Well, it's definitely inappropriate with his intern.
She put him on a 3-day probation or a 4-day probation. She's back with an update to let us know if he failed or passed his probation period. Amanda and Rich, War of the Roses recap with a follow-up live in 3 minutes.
The Manny Roy. And select the ring that's as unique as the one you love. Diamonds Direct.
Very unprofessional to cough on the microphone. I apologize.
Is that because your carpets need cleaned and they're dirty and...
Because the carpets in here are filthy. I heard Roy just a minute ago yell, ew, what's that stain?
No, legit, there's like a new mystery stain over by the door, and we need to just get Zero Res in here.
Immediately, we need to get Zero Res in here, and you should too. In fact, we'll have Zero Res do our studio. They'll do our studio next to us and the one next to us for just $119. That's right, 3 rooms cleaned in this Kiss Summer Special from Zero Res for just $119.
We trust them in our homes and our studio. They have that empowered water that we know is safe for kids and pets. I have Cash in here sometimes, and he's crawling around the studio floor. Now I feel bad. I feel like a bad mom.
Well, you need to have it cleaned is what you need to do. And we're not the only ones. We get messages from people, and thank you so much for sending them, from people who say, Manny, Lauren, you guys were right. Zero Res did a great job, and we're super professional, and my house smells and feels great.
Yep. Give them a call today, 704-509-4488, or you can check them out online at zeroreschartlotte.com.
just trying to finish the same way I started.
Gotcha.
Every day is a
Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
So we have to follow up with Amanda, who is on hold right now, waiting to give us an update on a War of the Roses that we did a little over a week ago, where she thought that her boyfriend Rich was cheating on her with the interns that he works with at some bank uptown. And if you missed that war, here's to catch you up, here's what happened.
And he actually works for a major bank in Charlotte here. So about 2 weeks ago, though, the bank hired some new interns.
Oh, interns.
Ever since then, yeah, young, cute girls to intern there. And ever since they've been hired, he has not stopped texting. He has been on his phone for the last 2 weeks. And
is he like in a position where he has to train them? Because I know, like, with those big companies, the interns are more of like employees.
Sure, right. Like producer Nicole runs our internship program here.
And you need to like kind of build them up.
Well, and I thought maybe that's what it was. So I mean, I didn't want to like just take his phone without asking, but I asked him. I was like, can I see what you're texting? Just because it's bothering me and I want to know what's going on. And when I looked at it, it wasn't about work really at all. And that's when it really started bothering me, because he's on there texting her like late at night when she's out with her friends, being like, oh, don't be too drunk for work, which sounds like something you would say to somebody, but not to an intern. I mean,
it sounds a little flirty.
11:30, 12 at night, you know?
Sounds a little flirty. Yeah. I mean, I don't ever text our interns.
Like, look at me and my cute friends. Like, it's just weird. It's weird, and it's bothering me. And, you know, I want to know, like, where his head's at, because
Absolutely. He's
texting other girls. We're going to have real life-altering issues.
Here we go. Roy's going to dial him up. Hold on a second, Amanda, and we'll find out who he sends him to, okay?
Rich, how can I help you?
Hey, Rich. My name is Beth. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we have $100 in beautiful free red roses to give away, and you are getting them.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
You know what? Can I send it to a couple people? Can you send it to my interns?
I can. They are romantic roses. Is that appropriate?
We kind of flirt around. If I could break it up, that'd be great.
So who's the first person that you'd like to send these to?
Let's see. There. Could you send it to Carrie with a C?
Okay, Carrie. And who else?
Jen, two N's.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, just one more. Can you send it to Allie, please?
Okay. And would you like three different cards? What would you like to put on these cards?
You could put this summer is gonna be GR8. That's just a stupid thing we do. So much fun to come.
And you want that on all of their cards?
Yeah. That's cool.
Rich, that is so inappropriate. And I'm almost certain that you're not just flirting with them. That's just so inappropriate.
Excuse me?
Rich, that's your girlfriend Amanda on the phone.
This is War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
I can't be on the radio. I have a job where I'm...
Yeah, exactly. You could get fired for this crap. And you're sending your interns flowers like they're not going to find out you sent those flowers?
It's a joke. I'm just sending some people some flowers.
Yeah, they're romantic flowers. Didn't you think, like, maybe they're not romantically interested and that would be awkward?
No, I don't think it's just funny.
Back live now on Kiss 95.1 on 7:56. So that was a couple weeks ago, and Rich goes on in that War of the Roses. By the way, if you want to hear the whole thing, we have it up on our podcast. In fact, you can go listen to all the past War of the Roses on the War of the Roses podcast.
Yeah, just download the Kiss 95.1 app. But everyone on social media was like, well, how did this turn out? How did the probationary period that she gave him turn out?
Because Rich never admitted to cheating. He just said it was all in good fun with the interns.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Amanda's on hold, you guys. We're going to talk to her coming up just after 8. You got to hear the update. We haven't talked to her, but producer Nicole says there's something there.
Think your mate is missing? Kiss 95.1.
Anytime when you during the 8 o'clock hour, when you hear the Sam Smith song, be calling number 9, and you get into our suite. We got a suite up at the Spectrum Center. And Sam Smith is coming to Charlotte this July. We want to get you into the suite. All you have to do is listen for the Sam Smith song this hour, and then be calling number 9.
And when you call in, you got to say, Sam Smith sells seashells on the seashores on September 6th at the Spectrum Center.
Yeah, did they realize that so many S's?
It really is.
And I don't enunciate well at all.
This is like a vocal exercise for you then.
Our boss tells you that.
He does. Yeah. And then I have to tell them, I'm like, well, but all the Southern people understand me. You're from Michigan, so you don't get it.
You're not on Counterpoint on Fox News.
Right.
A news anchor. Okay, War of the Roses, you guys. We had this on about 2 weeks ago. Amanda thought that her man Rich was cheating on her with an intern. Turns out Rich breaks up the roses and sends them to 3 different interns. And Amanda, at the end of the War of the Roses, says, that's it, Rich. I'm going to put you on probation. No more texting these interns. And if you do, then we're going to break up. Here is Amanda to tell us how the probation period went.
Amanda, how is it going with Rich?
Girl, not good at all. He didn't even make it to the 4th day before I caught him. It was 3 days in, and he's over there sitting in the corner texting on his phone, grinning about something. And I was like, you know, he's probably texting her. So I asked to see his phone. And they weren't just texting like normal stuff. They were texting dirty pictures and messages to each other. And I just immediately was like, we're done. Because he was probably cheating on me back when we called in the first time. He was just, you know, hiding it better or whatever. But yeah, he didn't make it to the 4th day. It was like 3.5 days of probation, so.
What a jerk. And we sat here and told him that.
Yeah.
You know he's going to get in trouble and you're better off without him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Because, you know what, like, first of all, he's not respecting me. But on top of that, he's not respecting himself and his job and where we're at and stuff. And I don't want somebody he's not interested in making sure that we're taken care of first and foremost.
Right.
Amen, girl.
Yeah.
And he had no respect for the Me Too movement that we were talking to him about.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how does he not understand that he has such an influence over these interns?
Right. Like Matt Lauer, like coworkers of Matt Lauer have said, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to play oblivious, but I'm pretty sure he gets it because we've had those conversations. But whenever it comes to him, he can do no wrong kind of thing. And so for him, it's more of like, well, I wouldn't do that. But no, people do view it that way. And I've tried to explain that to him. You tried to explain it to him. And he just wouldn't listen. So I appreciate you guys doing all that. But
yeah,
no, we got rid of that dude real quick.
Yeah, the dirty pictures, man. That's the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. Well, we busted another cheater. Happy to try and make Charlotte shape up a little bit. Thanks, Amanda. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, Amanda. I mean, one...
I can't say I'm that surprised.
I know. I was just trying to think. I was almost giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, you got on War of the Roses. You know you're on probation. Amanda specifically told Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was in the corner, not only texting the interns, but texting dirty pictures. That's not going to end well, dude.
No, you're going to get fired.
It's an HR nightmare.
And then they're going to ask you why you were let go from your last job. And you have to, I mean, you can lie, of course, but the truth will come out.
Yep.
They're going to check your... you know, if you're going for any decent job, they're going to check your sources.
And you would think in this environment, like with the Me Too stuff, he would know that for him, he doesn't understand what he's doing is wrong. That's the scary part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people in the industries and wherever you work that are people just like him.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people every day that go to work and they sexually harass their employees and coworkers, and they have no clue that what they're doing is inappropriate. Think it's funny. Think it's okay for me to sleep with an intern because not understanding that they think that they're getting a job out of it. And then it shocks me that they're so oblivious.
Right.
I see. And I don't know if they are oblivious.
You think he knows?
I think they thrive on the fact that they're doing something wrong under everybody else's noses.
It's possible.
Maybe. You know what, though? I was sexually harassed at a workplace, and not just me, a lot of employees were. And that guy thought it was funny. He didn't know. He truly thought he was just joking around every day. I'm like, dude, but that's not how people joke.
So did you say something?
Oh, someone else did. I didn't say, I mean, I didn't, you know.
Because it was your boss, you didn't want to say anything because you didn't want to get fired.
That is exactly right. There was a massive investigation.
Which is 100%, Roy. I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what these interns are going to go through. You know, some of these interns are probably going to look to get hired at this place after.
Yeah.
Right. It felt weird tattletelling on my boss.
Right. Oh, by the way, you wouldn't believe. Well, we got hit. Producer Nicole told me by like three of the big banks wanted this information. They wanted the guy's name and all that stuff.
I emailed the audio. I told them to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to disclose names and stuff, but we'll help out where we can.
Yeah.
And then the other whole side of it, too, is like I go back to the Matt Lauer thing where, you know, Lauer said, well, these women were willing to do it. Well, yeah, but you're still in a position. You abused your power. The women were willing to do it because you promised them a job. You promised them a promotion. You promised them that they would be on camera one day. That was specifically said in one of the reports I read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Matt Lauer said, yes, you're an intern now, but I promise if you do this, I will get you on camera. And then he hits the button under his desk. Come on.
Sure. And, you know, my last boss, it was just always known that if he liked you, and I'm not meaning in any intimate way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be an intimate way. But just generally, if he liked you, he got you on the air.
Yeah.
And so you would never do something to make him angry. So like when he did harass people or make inappropriate comments or say, hey, come to hey, let's go do dinner, you felt this obligation because you're like, well, I don't want to be taken off the air. You know, but you know, and it's sad because I've had conversations with him and I don't think he truly understood the power he had over people. And I think that, you know, and that's scary that people don't.
It is.
Understand that.
What do you want to say, Lorraine?
I don't know. I just truly think that if your moral compass faces north, like, you know when you're doing something inappropriate. Like,
but when you have a room of people and no one ever tells you you're doing anything wrong, no one, you know what I mean? Because they're too afraid. How do you know?
You know deep down.
But I know what you're saying, Lorraine, but still, it's not right. If you have an intern who's at, let's just say, at a TV station, right? And they want to get on camera, and the news anchor, the Ron Burgundies of the world, jokingly, say that they can make that happen. Of course, she has to say yes to it, she's doing it because he is abusing his power. That's the problem.
I am not disagreeing with you at all.
Right.
My whole thing is, it's like, I don't even know how to say this without getting in trouble.
Well, good. Then let's go to commercial.
Okay. Should we?
I don't know. No, I want you to say it. So, we're an open show.
I just think that some people take advantage of the fact and they say, oh, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. And I think that's BS.
Who are you talking about, though? Are you talking about the man or the person?
Just anybody that's sexually harassing somebody. I'm sure there is. In general. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Because I think it's like, however, there was a period of time where, like, if a guy got caught cheating, he was like, oh, I'm a sex addict. And like some people still use
that card, by the way.
But some people are. But the majority of people are not. Like, you just cheated.
I understand what you're saying now. Yes. I thought you were siding with I thought you were saying something different.
No,
yes.
No.
That's true. I don't think you're going to find a lot of people that disagree with what you just said.
Yeah. There's
of course
a lot of people that take advantage of it. I'm saying in my specific experience, Lorraine, I was in an environment where nobody cracked down on sexual harassment. The climate was that was the norm. So these people, I mean, there would be other employees in the building that would I witnessed someone who'd look at a woman and be like, man, your puppies look fantastic today. God. What are you doing to what's different? Did you get a surgery?
How do you think she felt when she heard that?
And she laughs. And
she's uncomfortable. And
she in the investigation brought aside, says she didn't feel that was that big of a deal. She thought everybody was joking, having fun. And my thing is that you know what? If she was taken in another workplace like here, where we don't have that, where she understands how workplaces are, she would have understood that was way out of line. But when you're in it, Lorraine, when you're in it and that's the environment, everyone's oblivious to how society is.
You're
and
right.
That's the scary part about it.
You're right.
That's the scary part about it.
I mean, my mom, who grew up in the Mad Men years in the 60s as a secretary in advertising, to this day is like, that's just the way it was.
And that's bizarre. But
thank God that we're having movement and change.
Right,
and thank God that these women
accepted.
And men are coming forward and saying it was inappropriate. This is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Literally, time's up. I mean, that's what it is. And in order to make change, somebody's got to step up and say it. So, wow. We sounded educated in that conversation,
no,
I think.
We probably messed up, and we'll get a complaint somewhere.
Sure.
I can't wait to listen back to that segment on the podcast and be like, my God, we were educated
we
there.
We probably said something so ignorant, and we're like, yeah, we're so smart.
I thought Loren was sticking up for the other people at one point. I didn't understand your point. Now I got it. Yeah. But because you were like saying, I don't know if I should say this, but everybody agrees with you. You should have said what you said.
Everybody agrees with you.
All right.
Everybody does.
Loren's got the dirty on the 30 coming up. Plus, you never know when we're going to play that Sam Smith song so that you can get into the morning show suite at the Spectrum Center.
When do you think
so
we're going to get to
that? So many S's. I would say like within the next 15 minutes, probably before 8:30.
All right, before 8:30, we'll play a Sam Smith song to get into the Sam Smith suite at the Spectrum Center.
And then we're going to sell she sells at the store. All right, come on ahead. What's going in the dirty?
ABC is ready to greenlight a spinoff, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes.
Spectacular.
Manny Roy. 5. Traffic brought to you by Promised Land Dairy. The rich, creamy, indulgent flavor of Promised Land Dairy's 100% Jersey cow milk has come to Charlotte. In stores and their mobile sampling tour, Promised Land Dairy tastes the Jersey cow difference.
I love a good girls' night.
I know that's right.
You got to come join us. Rooftop 210 for girls' night. June 26th, Rita Ora, Kim Petras, Medicine Beard. The show's free. So tell your friends to meet at Rooftop 210 June 26th and party with Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Yeah. Where we at?
No lie.
What we doing?
Drinking.
We just posted a new video with that, too, up at the MRL show. You got to go check it out.
You got to get up. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So all week long, starting at 8 a.m., whenever you hear a Sam Smith song, you can win your way into the Sam Smith suite from the MRL show. How cool is that? We're giving away the suite for the July 6th concert at the Spectrum Center. Lots of S's there, Roy.
That is. Sam Smith suite, Spectrum Center.
Looking for caller number 9. Who is this?
Karen.
Karen?
Yes.
Where are you calling us from?
Lancaster.
Karen and Lancaster, you are going to be inside the Sam Smith suite.
Yay!
Who are you going to take with you?
My daughter. She is a Sam Smith total fan.
Yeah.
We all are. Sam Smith is awesome. He was here not too long ago, performed live, and we loved it. So congratulations. You are in.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for listening to the MRL Morning Show.
You guys are awesome.
Hold on a second. We'll get you all hooked up with the information you need.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Another shot tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m.
So ABC may be ready to greenlight that spinoff of Roseanne. We've heard that it's going to be based on Darlene, and the spinoff is reportedly in negotiations. So they're already trying to write and get the staff back on, the crew back on. So we're just waiting for that official word now.
Cool. I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I think it probably has some sparkle to ABC because Roseanne's reboot ratings were so good. So
I'm watching old episodes of Modern Family on DVR. And they promote that Roseanne show every 2 minutes on it. Oh, yeah. They're like, find out why it's America's favorite comedy.
Ooh.
Yep.
All right. Newly engaged couple Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson have just moved in together. They've only really been dating for a little over a month now. They are engaged. Things are moving really quickly with them. And Pete just posted a picture confirming. Now, we knew that they were engaged, but it was not confirmed by either of them until now.
What's the confirmation?
He posted on Instagram.
Posted her ring?
Yeah, the photo, the moon hand. Yeah.
How's the ring look?
It's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, we saw the ring before, though. Mm. It's that 3.3 pear-shaped engagement ring. Okay. And it's supposed to be a flawless diamond from Mr. Flawless himself, who is the jeweler of the stars.
Right.
Yes.
Huh.
So the Carters just dropped an album that is a joint album. Their first single off the album is, I can't say the name of it.
It's a swear word.
Yeah. But they also dropped a video to go along with it where they took over the Louvre in Paris a night in May. And this is the song that they filmed there.
They hate radio because they're naming it a name that we can't say.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe we made it. This is what we
in the, oh cool.
up in the zoo. I'm like, Chief, keep me Rafiki. Who been lying king to you?
All right. Okay.
So there's that.
There it is. Did you see Jay-Z sit down with Letterman on the My Next Guest Is?
I didn't watch that one, no.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good one. You should check it out.
All right, what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have, what does the Vren like?
I like that you're on the S's now.
Yeah, Sam Smith. Spectrum Sweep.
So, if you are into unicorns, I love unicorns, but Charming Charlie just came out with a Born This Way line, and they have koozies, they've got trinket dishes for you to put your jewelry on next to your table, business card holders, wine glasses, and so much more. So if you need that unicorn koozie, you can get on get it.
So wait, there it's just unicorn, like rainbow-colored unicorn stuff?
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's fun. It's fun for the summer, too.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole unicorn line. Mm. Trust me, it's adorable. We'll have the link up for you at kiss951.com.
I asked Sterling if we were going to get married, if we can get a horse and make it into a unicorn and go down the aisle on unicorns, and he told me a pretty sharp no.
Yeah, yeah. Producer Nicole doesn't even play with that.
No.
Yeah, I got told no.
We can't tape a horn to a horse. It's shunned upon.
Oh, I didn't know.
Speaking of Sterling, Roy, you and Sterling had quite the conversation at Jazz on our way to Jazz Fest on Saturday, which I thought we should bring to the radio.
We did.
You guys were talking about if there was a crime committed, Loren.
Oh, yeah.
What TV detectives would they want to solve the crime?
Hmm.
And I'm so bad at this because I don't watch CSI or Law and Order or Bones, any of those, but I think that's funny. We can get into that and see what you guys think.
Yeah, and Sterling was upset with me because mine wasn't even a real detective. He's like, well, they're not real detectives, but he's like, it's not even a police officer, but it's on it. You have to hear it.
All right, let's talk about it in 8 minutes.
Hey, want to listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you, and we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
So we went to Jazz Fest this weekend. Me, my boyfriend Manny.
Hi, and, that's me.
And your boyfriend Manny?
Uh-huh. No, my boyfriend Sterling. Then Manny, and then his friend.
I was proud when you said that.
I know
you were, bud, and I appreciate that, but we're not dating.
No, we're not.
At least publicly. So on the way there, we were talking about, like, if... this is going to sound bad, but let's say I was murdered.
Hypothetically.
Oh,
hypothetically.
My gosh.
No, it's good. Wait for it.
These are the conversations you have?
Yeah, it was a 10-minute drive. We had time to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What crime TV detective show would you want to investigate your murder? And I remember this show on CBS called The Mentalist. It was like a California police detectives and then like the psychic guy who would go with the detectives, and he was always able to read a room. Like, if there was one thing out of place, and he was very snobby, he wore a three-piece suit with vests, and he was so funny. And I'm like, I want that psychic to investigate my murder. And you would have thought I said something like what?
Yeah.
A psychic to investigate? Not even a real detective? And I'm like, yeah.
Because in the TV show, it always works out.
What is it, The Mentalist?
Yes, it's called The Mentalist. He would walk into a room and just be able to see the twitch in someone's eye if they're a murderer or not.
I know why you want him to investigate your murder. He's pretty cute.
I mean, I'm dead, so I can't enjoy him investigating me anyway.
Spiritually, you could, and Sterling would be none the wiser. I like Mark Harmon.
Oh, his name's Roy in NCIS.
Yeah, I think he's awesome, because I don't watch these shows very often, Loren. So I mentioned the first 48.
But that's real.
But that's real, so that didn't work. But yeah. I don't watch these shows. But if I had to pick one, it would be the NCIS team. Who would you guys, in a hypothetical situation, if you had to pick a TV show detective to solve your crime, who would it be? Because you know what, Loren? So many people that are listening are rabid about their shows.
Yeah, Friday night, Blue Bloods. Gotta watch my Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck.
Hmm.
Which one's Ice-T on?
Oh, Law and Order.
Yeah.
SVU.
And then LL Cool J's on one.
He's on, he's on NCIS?
NCIS, is
maybe?
It? We don't know. We need people to help us out here. 704-570-9595. Intern Dovey, by the way, is manning the phones right now. So say hi to Dovey and get on through.
Who would you want to investigate your murder? What TV show detective?
We'll help Dovey out.
And then I even, oh, we're going to take him live?
Yeah, well, right here we will,
okay.
This one.
Hi, you're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and I would probably go with Chicago PD.
Oh, that's a good TV show. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Why do you choose to go with Chicago PD to do to investigate your fake crime?
Probably because I like Sophia Bush.
Yeah, the reason doesn't have to be a good one. It's just because you like the actor. Yeah. There you go.
I get it.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Thank you for listening.
Have y'all ever seen Castle?
No, but I know people who are big fans.
I don't even think the series is going on anymore, but he's the writer. So, like, he takes the path less traveled to get to the murders, and I think I would want him to investigate my murder.
A little rule bender?
Yeah.
Then there was this guy in Charlotte. He had a TV show on Discovery, and it was called Homicide. And he was like a real Charlotte detective. He's now our sheriff, Sheriff McFadden.
Ah.
But yeah, he had his own TV show, and that guy is cool, man.
So that's like my first 48. He falls in the real character.
Yeah, so I couldn't really use him because he's actually a real detective. But he was awesome on the TV show. This is Amanda in Cramerton. You're on the MRL Morning Show. Who would you want to investigate your crime?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that I would want the team from Criminal Minds to investigate my murder.
Ooh, that's another good cast.
Spencer is the hottest of hot people on the face of the planet.
Spencer?
Which one's Spencer? Long hair?
The nerdy doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy right here.
Long hair nerd. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they always solve it?
Of course they do.
If they don't, it leads on to another episode. So, yes, they do. But sometimes it takes longer than you'd like.
Yeah. Hmm. Criminal Minds. What about if you were sick? Would you want House to...
No,
I love House.
I love the TV show, but I wouldn't want the...
figures it out.
Yeah, but he's Vicodin popping, limping. I don't want that doctor working on me, okay?
Right. That's the other thing you got to think of. All right. Thanks so much, Amanda. We'll take more phone calls. What TV show would you want to work on your crime if you had to solve a crime? Get to us.
Now it's your turn.
Simple question. Roy, you brought it to the table.
Yeah, if you got murdered, follow me here.
Or someone you know, hypothetically,
what TV crime show detective would you want to investigate it? I want the psychic from The Mentalist.
Right. And who did I want? What's his name?
You want Mark Harmon from NCIS.
Yes.
I'll take Castle.
And then Ted Danson was on one from Cheers, who I remember from the 80s.
What's he on?
I just saw it.
Oh, was he on CSI?
Yes.
Did he do CSI?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think he ended up coming to CSI.
I just Googled, because I don't watch any of these shows. Yeah, CSI, crime, scene investigation.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you have True Detectives. You can go with Vince Vaughn and Brad Pitt. They were on that show, True Detectives, on HBO.
Mm-hmm. I never watched it.
It was good.
What was the... What was the one that Mark Wahlberg and what's-his-face did where they were detectives? Wahlberg.
Wasn't that a
movie?
It was a movie.
Oh, yeah.
But they were a hot mess.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Oh, I want Bad Boys. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
All right, let's bring in Kurt from Charlotte. Kurt, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What's the crime detective group that you would want to investigate your murder?
It would definitely probably be the NCIS team.
The NCIS, just like what Maney said with Roy and...
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you and I, Kurt, we would have that crime solved, no problem.
Sarah and Charlotte, who would you want?
There's only one answer, and it's Dexter.
Dexter?
What?
Yeah, if he figures it out, he would take it into his own hands if they couldn't figure it out.
You are ruthless.
I want the murderer detective. Uh-huh.
What does he do?
He murders people.
To get to the answer.
No, he murders the murderers. Yeah. He's like
Robin Hood.
Yeah.
But Vigilante. The murderer of Robin Hood.
What was that? Roy, was it The Mentalist? The guy that can time travel?
Oh, that was was it Touch? What was that?
That was on Dead CBS Zone. 2, I thought.
Yeah, maybe
Dead
Touch.
Zone?
Dead Zone or Touch, one of the two.
Yeah. He's like, I travel back in time to stop crimes. That would be a good one. Then I'd live.
We,
thanks, Sarah.
We got a tweet at the MRL
We've got so many funny ones.
Tweet at the MRL show, Scooby-Doo and the gang.
Next question.
Next question.
Would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those pesky kids.
Saponia said, I love hearing you guys talk about this. I watch all these shows that you're talking about, minus The Mentalist.
Well, you know, me and my mom did. It's probably not the highest rated show.
Brandy said, I want Dexter. He always finds and handles the murder in quotes. Gotcha. That's what we just talked about. Whitney says, I would want Monk.
Monk? That's a good one.
He's super smart, super clean, and the team from Criminal Minds. Loves Shamar Moore.
Yeah, he's kind of annoying, too, on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody said, I want Matlock.
He's a lawyer.
He's a class in the past.
He's a lawyer.
I want Barney Fife, please. All right, don't go anywhere, you guys. Lots more coming here on the MRL Morning Show. And we are the home of the Sam Smith Suite for the July 6th show at the Spectrum Center.
You said that well.
I said it slow. We also sell seashells down at the seashore.
And occasionally we go to sea level to get some seafood.
And we like to wear sweaters. And it's super hot this summer. I mean, come on. Anyway, every day, starting at 8 a.m., listen for the Sam Smith song. When you hear a Sam Smith song in the 8 a.m. hour, be caller number 9.
By the way, when we played the Sam Smith song in the 8 o'clock hour, I totally forgot about the contest. And I was like, wow, I don't hear much Sam Smith.
I was wondering why you were bringing that up. I'm like, yeah, we put that in.
I was like, wow, the computers picked Sam Smith for right now. I'm so excited. And then I realized, oh, yeah, we're doing a contest.
You're so funny. No one expects you to remember anything that we talked about 10 minutes before.
Yeah, I only have like 15 pieces of paper in front of me reminding me of the dang thing.
It's all right.
So, where is this story out of?
Washington.
A guy's whole career was derailed because of his jealous girlfriend, and he wins big against her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His dream was to study clarinet at Coburn Conservatory of Music, right?
That's so okay. Random.
And he played clarinet ever since he was a kid, and he's really talented, supposedly. So he applied to the dream school, where legendary professor Yada Jalad accepts 2 students a year. Along with being his student, participants get a full scholarship, which runs about $50,000 a year, and Eric got in. The problem was that Eric's then-girlfriend, Jennifer, did all she did to keep him at her university.
What?
He was a transfer, I'm sure. So she was conniving to keep him there and not get him the transfer.
So how did she keep him?
In a cage.
Yeah.
His girlfriend deleted the acceptance email and faked the rejection one.
Oh.
What was that? He took his girlfriend to court and won a big verdict.
What did he win?
The jury has awarded him $300,000 and has asked for another $50,000.
In damages?
Yeah.
I'd imagine, because it's probably what the cost of what the school would have been. So
2 years after she did this, he found out. And he found out when he met the teacher who accepted him and said, how come you never came to my class? And he said, you denied me. And the dude said, no, I accepted you. What are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
The jury has awarded him $300,000. A superior court judge said, I cannot speculate as to how high or how quick his career might have soared, but the interference by the girlfriend, Miss Lee, that is unacceptable.
That makes me sad for him.
Yeah, he lost out. He could have had a whole different life.
Yeah.
The story doesn't go on to say that, like, the teacher's going to accept him back or anything. It just ends.
Well, I mean, I imagine... it's only been 2 years, so he could still probably go back to school. Yeah, you're right. It's not like it's been 30 years, you know, where it's, at this point, mute to go.
He's part of the Santa Barbara Orchestra, by the way.
Good for him. Well, and I'm glad he's getting that money. I don't know if she can afford to pay $300,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You can sue for all you want, if you can't afford it, you're not going to get it.
Right. Yeah. Wow. I miss the college acceptance letter coming in the mail. That was cool. Now you wait for an email?
I know. But did you ended up going to community college for a short time. Did you apply to a lot of schools?
I don't even think I applied. I think I just went.
Okay. So you wouldn't have gotten the letters anyway.
No, I did apply for community. But I knew that you were going to get accepted. They don't reject anyone. So.
What about you, Loren? Did you?
But mine came in the mail, though. My acceptance, my whole admission package in the mail.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
They did come in the mail. I ended up staying home for college because my dad was sick.
Mm. Where did you apply?
Florida
remember?
State, FSU.
You got into those?
No, I didn't get into FSU. I got into UCF. But, I mean, I remember getting the letters.
Isn't the letter a lot more exciting to open up than just click an email, whether you get rejected or... Because you would go to... Because, like, kids never check the mail. Never check the mail.
Right.
But when the college letters are coming in...
I told my nanny's son is a junior in high school, and he's going to be a senior next year. I said, so start getting your letters out now to the universities to tell them that you wish to not apply there.
Why?
That's the move. Like, instead of getting rejected, you just send a letter to, like,
them.
Harvard. Like, hi.
Just want to let you know.
I'm chose a different path.
You're not up to my standards.
Exactly.
Yep.
Dear Harvard, although I find your school to be amazingly challenging, it is with regret I tell you I will not be applying for the fall semester of 2019.
Right.
Yours truly, Stephen D. Maney.
I'm sure they'll be devastated.
I love how he's using a typewriter that barely sounds like a typewriter.
I also like that he gave a middle initial and he doesn't really have a middle name.
Right.
I have D as my middle initial. Dear North Carolina State University, although Nicole Weaver went there and talked about how wonderful the experience was, and she is now the producer of the top-rated morning show, Maney, Roy, and Loren, capital R.
Hang on, go back. Let me get the white out.
I would like to tell you that I will not be applying for your school semester in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I much would rather go to North Carolina because blue and white looks better on me than red.
Oh, red is not in my color wheel.
Oh, she went to the red one? I thought she went to the blue.
Don't start her.
No. Oh.
I really did. I thought she went to the blue, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, she's quitting.
I don't even think she's listening.
How many
to us.
School? No, she is. How many schools did you apply for?
I probably applied to like 5.
Where'd you go? Do you remember? Like, where'd you apply?
How many I got accepted to?
Oh, okay. Let's start there.
I got accepted to all of them, except I actually, when I first applied to NC State, I got deferred.
What do they say?
They're like I got waitlisted. That's what they call it. So They say, like,
how can you
have to wait.
Yeah, how can you advance your academic career, though, if you get waitlisted?
Well, I don't know. So that's why I had to make a different choice.
But here's the thing, though.
You when got you benched.
You do get benched. But if... Even though you're accepted to a university doesn't mean that you'll absolutely go there. So they may have a spot for you later on if somebody decided to go somewhere else.
Miss Weaver, what could you bring to our college?
Where we at?
No lie.
Yeah.
What we doing?
Drinking.
Oh, my God.
I got deferred.
We appreciate your energy.
Y'all, true story. I was down in Myrtle Beach, and there was a kid who was graduating high school, and this is what he was telling other kids. I'm taking a year off. What do you think he's taking the year off for?
Travel Europe.
That'd be a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Loren?
To travel abroad.
He's taking a year off to stream Fortnite. Yeah, that was my reaction to the other side of the pool. Giggling, drinking beer.
There are, like, professional players, though, right?
There are. It is very difficult to get into that arena.
Yeah.
But I'm like... That's why you're taking a year off?
I just saw Joel McHale.
That's hilarious.
Was saying that if his kids could skip college if they were going to be professional Fortnite players. And I was he was clearly joking. But.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what would he get paid, this kid?
Well, it depends. So there's the tournament stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you can go into tournaments and win money that way. And then there's the other stuff where you have a YouTube brand and you then, of course, have a personality and you have an audience and so forth. All of which, by the way, you don't really accomplish quickly.
Right.
Right.
You might be off for more than a year.
You might need a backup plan.
If it starts taking off, it's going to take a little bit more than a year. And that's after you spend a lot of time doing it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
kids.
But that's what he was saying. And I'm like, you know, I was thinking maybe, hey, you know, I couldn't afford things. I have to save up money, get a job. You know, I don't have financial aid things, or I didn't have grants.
Right.
And his parents were okay with this?
Parents were by the pool, sipping drinks, didn't say a word.
They don't know.
See, they probably don't even know what streaming Fortnite
is.
No.
They think he's going. He's going to leave the house and go somewhere and play for a year.
I'm laughing, though. I'm like, this kid.
That's funny. I remember I didn't do well in high school, believe it or not. I mean, I was pretty much a C student, maybe a B in gym.
Yeah.
And then I did horrible on the SAT. My SAT scores, you're supposed to 1600 is perfect. I think I got like 800. Yeah. So I couldn't get in anywhere. My dad's like, hey, go to – there's a school called Ramapo College, and your brother went there, and he majored in communications and worked at the radio station. That's what you want to do, because I knew that at the time. Mm-hmm. He's like, go do that. I sent the letter off, and he's like, everybody gets accepted into Ramapo College. I got denied.
Oh, no.
My dad goes, I don't know what we're going to do, honestly. I'm at a loss here.
Oh, you got a B in gym.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I go, don't worry, Pops. There's another school I know about, and their motto is, if you can't hack it, stack it.
Because you can't hack it, stack
it's St. Thomas Aquinas College, which the initials are STAC, stack.
Oh, okay.
And so somebody's like, you got to apply to stack. They'll accept everybody. I got my package. I was like, yeah. Somebody wants me.
You probably pay a pretty penny to be in there, too.
I think my dad covered college, which I was fortunate enough.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think that's a private college.
Yep. I think I'm on their web Wikipedia page, Roy, as notable people who graduated. Let's see.
Are you really?
Maybe. I should be. Who else do you think graduated from there?
We're notable? We just do a silly
show. Yeah, there I am.
Oh, my gosh. Steve Vanney, morning show host of the poorly rated.
Featured on TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life, it says.
It does not say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yep.
It does.
You know who's not on here who should be? The producer. She produced... I want to say she produced Oprah's show for a little while.
Oh, Shannon? Sharon?
Not her. No, it was Maureen somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, she switched out.
Did she graduate with you?
She didn't. She was older. But she came back and talked to our communications mm-hmm. class.
That's cool.
Then my buddy Jeremy Brown was the former deputy editor of WWE Magazine. My good friend Jeremy.
Okay.
Who just wrote a book, by the way. So he wrote for the magazine. One night, my buddy and I are sitting on the couch watching Raw. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes walking down the hallway, and my friend Jeremy's like, plays the bumbling reporter.
Uh-huh.
Like, Mr. Austin, can I get a word with you? My buddy and I are like, that's our friend. Oh my God. We're like, slam him. Give him the Stone Cold, whatever his move was.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on. Josh is freaking out right now because I don't know the name of Stone Cold Steve Austin's move, by the way. Josh Lancaster, who's like, huge fan.
But, that's awesome.
Yeah. That was called jumping the shark. Like, we were like, I don't know if we can ever watch wrestling again. Like, our good friend is now part of it.
True.
Anyway, all the people who are on vacation, whether you're a high school senior or you graduated college, enjoy your summer,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll hit it again in September. That's our motto here at the MRL show.
Oh, how we're going to
mail it in.
Mail it in.
Until September.
I think we've spoken for the past 13 minutes about nothing.
We learned about us. You got to get up.